We know that over the last couple of years, we've cut more than $1 billion a year out of K-12 funding, which has kept us somewhere near the bottom of the pack in K-12 investment. What does that mean for a regular teacher or principal or parent? It means when you walk your student into a class that probably has 30 kids in it, you know, we're spending around $75,000 less in just that one classroom than just the average state in America. And so what we find is, you know, that when you get in those hard times and have to make cuts, you figure out that some of the things you cut were things you didn't need before, and some of the things that you cut are things you really need significantly. So at the same time, we've made dramatic reforms to our education system through the overhaul of teacher and principal evaluation, higher standards, higher assessments, more early literacy intervention. But what we know now is at the same time that we've tried to enact these great reforms and take these significant cuts, what it's time to do now is to make a strategic investment in the places that we know will make the biggest difference. So what 66 is proposing is targeted investments that we know will drive changes in student outcomes. Things like full-day kindergarten, early childhood education for 3- and 4-year-olds, extended school days and school years for districts that want to do it, investing in talent, attracting and keeping great teachers and principals, investing in technology and capital construction in parts of the state where we have kids still going to school in bus barns.
Representative Levy, why? What do you say to this about how there's no guarantee it's going into the classroom? That does seem to be the fight within the television commercials.
Well, I guess I wouldn't rely on the television commercial fights for an accurate portrayal of what's actually in Amendment 66. Amendment 66 was very carefully written. The additional tax revenues that it raises goes into a special fund, and the uses for that special fund are set forth in law. And one additional provision in Amendment 66, among many others, is greater transparency and accountability for exactly how those funds are spent. So all voters at every level will be able to see where that money is going. And that provides incentive alone, in addition to everything that's already in the law, to be sure that that goes into the classroom that makes up for the disparities that we're seeing right now.
The single largest marginal tax rate paid by any county in the state under this proposal will be Denver. And the single largest recipient districts, the 60 largest recipient districts by per pupil investment, will all be the small rural districts in the state. The parts of the state where we do still have kids that are going to school in bus barns with diesel fumes next to their math class. I don't have that in Denver. You don't have that in Jefferson County or Douglas County. But that is a need for us to build a thorough and uniform statewide system, which means you have to make that type of investment. And so I think those facts are really important. K-12 has to be our top priority in the state budget, but it can't be our only priority. And so this 43% says in good years, there'll be more funding in education. In bad years, we have a reserve fund meant to protect against K-12 dropping. But what that does is it actually saves the rest of the state budget from places like higher ed or corrections seeing 30-40% cuts if K-12 eats the rest of the state budget. So that's why you need something to undo this Gordian knot, and that's what 66 does.
What about what Representative Levy has said about equalization, which has been true in the state?
When we talk about income tax or sales tax, really for that matter, it all goes into a big pot and it gets redistributed to where the need is. So you may have more dollars spent on child protection welfare funding in a county than their income tax could ever raise. But that's because we all live in this state together. And if you live in a high median income area, you're going to have more resources and maybe less need. But that's just a function of what the general fund does and general fund revenues do.
I'm very hopeful there's a sense of urgency now among family members that are seeing, you know, their costs go up at schools and the needs go up, that they think it's time to make a smart investment. So I'm hopeful. And the benefit of this formula is this actually narrows the gap of distribution from the old formula. We now, the floor funding amendment, which made huge reinvestments in places like Douglas County and Jefferson County, actually narrows the gap between the inequities and the old formula. So if this passes, we'll actually have a more inequitable old formula than the one that we have under the new formula.
And I'm a strong yes on this because Colorado is too wealthy and too fine a state not to be spending the money on K-12 education that we should be spending. And we know we can do better. We know that kids need preschool. We know they need full-day kindergarten. We simply can't afford it right now. And Amendment 66 will help us do that.